Welcome to another episode of Stand, where we resist cancel culture like Joan of Arc resisted the English. I'm Kelly Chewbacca, and I'm here today, as always, with my favorite co-host and husband, Nikki Chewbacca. Just a friendly reminder, you can subscribe to our show on YouTube at The Stand Show, or hit subscribe to the podcast platform of your choice. And anyone who wants to join our chorus and crowd of standouts in our friendly community that makes this show happen, please do share the show with a friend or family member who you think would love to be part of the standout community. We are not silent about the things that matter, so you can join us too. We are on social media under Kelly for Alaska, and if you want to be that lucky audience member who wins a free Hydro Flask sticker from Stand, make sure to leave a review. We will be picking a lucky audience member this week, and we'd love for you to be that person, so please leave a review. As always, we have a great show for you today. We have promised we will bring on national leaders, entrepreneurs, authors, and also everyday Americans who do extraordinary things, and that's what we have in store for you today. We're joined by Gloria Giorno and her son Stevie, and they're going to tell their story about how wokeism at Stevie's university tried to silence him, and they failed. That's the exciting story. But Stevie chose to stand and speak out. So even in the face of threats to his safety and his life, they stood firm and they were not able to cancel him. His family stood with him. It's truly an incredibly and inspiring story that we're going to get to hear. But first, a little bit about these two. Stevie is a recent graduate of Belmont University, where all of this happened. He was president of the student body, elected with over 95% of the vote. And today he's chairman of the Tennessee Young Republicans. I've also been told he's the youngest person ever to serve as the second vice chair for the Republican Party, not just the Young Republicans, of Williamson County, where he lives. His mom, Gloria, is a first-generation American. Her parents immigrated to the U.S. from what was once the communist nation of Yugoslavia. Gloria is the founder and president of United Women Foundation, an organization that mentors and awards college scholarships to women who are conservative female students. She's also the author of a book we're going to talk about today. It's called Outcast: How the Radical Left Tried to Destroy a Young Conservative. So you can find it, you know, pretty much wherever books are sold on the internet. We're looking forward to talking to you today about that book, Gloria. It's based on what she and Stevie experienced. You don't want to miss this. So Gloria and Stevie, welcome to Stand. I know your audience is going to be inspired about your story. Nikki and I have already talked to you about it, and we're so glad to get to share your story with our audience.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome to have a mother and son story of courage standing against this approach to silence dissent or differing voices. It's just a beautiful picture of how freedom is a family matter too. It's not just an individual matter, and it's a community matter, it's a city matter, it's a state matter, it's a national matter, but it starts with the family. So thank you both for being such a wonderful example of that. Would like to start off just getting to know a little bit more about you. Gloria, you are a first generation American, as Kelly mentioned in her intro, and your family immigrated here from Yugoslavia, which is a communist country. Could you tell us a little bit about your family's history and what you learned from your parents and grandparents about what it was like living under communism?
Well, my father came to this country in 1956 and my mother in 1961. I grew up knowing that communism was something that you never wanted to live in, and both my parents stood against it. My parents taught me that in communism, you have no freedom of speech, you have no freedom of worship, you have no freedom of anything. Everything that you have belongs to the government. Hmm. You do not have the freedoms that we take for granted here in America. I grew up knowing that I went to school in communist Yugoslavia for first grade, and I grew up knowing that that police officer who I saw every day on the corner while I was walking to school, he wasn't there to make sure that I was all right. He was there to make sure that no one would speak out against communism or Josip Tito, who was the dictator at the time. I also knew that I had $1,000. I was six. I had $1,000 in my backpack. And I knew that if civil unrest broke out, now imagine being 6 years old and being taught about civil unrest. And I knew that if civil unrest broke out, to get into a cab that was waiting for me at the corner, and that cab would take me to the border of Serbia, or actually, I'm sorry, Yugoslavia and Italy. And I knew that that was my way to get out, and my parents would come when they were able to. So in families like mine, we have a great appreciation for America and for everything it stands for. And my father passed that along. My mother passed away many years ago, but my father, Stevie, knew my father. And my father passed that love of America to both of us, to all of our family. My father was a proud American for 57 years. He changed his name from Andra to Andrew. When he came to this country, he had $10 with him. And he got a job at a company that had Italian. They spoke Italian, as did he. He took night classes to learn English. My father became a shining example of a successful American immigrant. And I'm very proud of both my parents. My mother was a PhD tenured professor from the University of Chicago. So I'm very proud of both my parents and what they accomplished when they came from nothing, because they lost everything during the war. My mom's home was taken over by the communists, and so they were displaced. So they were sent somewhere else. They eventually ended up in Lyon, France. That's where my mother came here from. But the things that my dad taught my children will always resonate. And I feel that's what taught Stevie to stand up for himself more than anything. I mean, my stories, my dad's stories, that's what Stevie learned from. Yeah. And we've always taught our family that. We've always said, after America, there is no better nation. There is nowhere else to go if America falls. And we have always placed an emphasis on freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, freedom to worship, freedom to be who we are, and respect for the government, the police department, and everyone who is in this country. So
that's a great background story, Gloria, for why your family loves America so much and would love something like Independence Day. So Stevie, what was it that happened on July 4th, 2020 that sparked a raging controversy and national news coverage at Belmont University? What is it that you did on summer vacation?
Well, it was around 7 or 8 p.m. I remember very vividly. It was after my parents and I had dinner together and right before I was going to visit with some friends to shoot off some fireworks. And I remember it was raining a little bit. And I had posted a picture of myself in front of the White House that my parents took a few years prior from our last trip to Washington, D.C. And it was a picture of me in a sweatshirt.
Wait, let's pause. I'd like to ask our Mr. Producer to please put that picture up so everybody can see what a great picture it was. This is such a nice picture. Okay, go on.
And my caption on the photo on the 4th of July was that I was proud to be an American, and I thanked our forefathers and those who had served so that we could have freedoms and liberties that we have today that our forefathers intended for us in 1776. And within hours, I remember being at my friend's house and people calling and people texting saying, have you seen what's going on with your Instagram? And at the time, I had my notifications off, because I don't really like social media. I think it's an evil, terrible thing. It's just a necessary evil nowadays. But I remember looking at it, and there were hundreds of negative comments from fellow students, friends of mine at Belmont University, people I knew and people I didn't know, saying that I was a racist, that I was an awful person. There were people saying that I needed to kill myself because I was celebrating a racist holiday and that I should be ashamed of myself and I needed to apologize. And really what it boiled down to was, during that summer of 2020, when BLM was rioting and burning down cities and destroying private property and killing innocent people, I refused to post a black square on my Instagram page. You know how many people were doing it in their stories. I refused to do that. And I refused to endorse the BLM organization because my cousin was a police officer who was shot and killed serving in Chicago. And so I'm never going to support an organization that calls to defund the police that dishonors the memory of those people like my cousin who served honorably to defend everyday people. And I wasn't going to do that. And so the very next day, July 5th, there was a change.org petition created by students at Belmont where they said that they were going to impeach me because I was celebrating a, quote, covertly racist holiday. And if you Google my name, I'm very proud that it's still one of the first things that pops up, that these people, you know, there were hundreds of signatures, almost 400, and many people commenting. And it was one of the most difficult times of my life to have a school that, you know, voted for me almost unanimously to represent them, you know, just because I said I was proud to be an American and thankful that we don't live in communist countries like Yugoslavia or the Soviet Union, and that we don't live in North Korea or Canada.
Right. Let's pause right there. And it's a great place to take a break because I want to jump right back into that story right where you were. So heart-wrenching. I'm glad you mentioned that it was difficult for you because I think one of the things our audience wants to know is why didn't you just take the post down? So many people would have just, you know, seen the heat and backed away from the fire. And it must have been difficult, especially being in a position of public prominence on campus. So many people, you know, nearly the entire school liked you, and then overnight, nearly the entire school didn't. Let's pick up with that story after the break. Stand by. You're with Kelly and Nikki Chewbacca on Stand, talking to Gloria and Stevie Giorno about how Stevie tried to cancel him at a Christian university, but he would not be canceled. Stand by.